Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The left fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting third. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting fifth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jack Hydman. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Steve Bry. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Hughes. And now, play ball. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a fly ball into right field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun bunts towards the mound. Slayton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley bunts towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. Braun moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Braun moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Braun scores. Carew moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sharp. Cubbage reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. There goes Weiniger trying to get to home. Sharp throws the ball into Yount, who relays the ball to Moore, who tags Weiniger, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 2-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount bunts towards the mound. Hughes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hughes. Hegan scores. Carbo moves to third. Yount moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Twins. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carbo. The slide. Weiniger applies the tag. Carbo is out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a line drive into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randall. The throw from Moore and he is out, Yount applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 1 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Hughes covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 0 in the game. Smalley bunts towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. Braun moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lascano strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Weiniger strikes out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jack Hyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-2 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joshua for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-2 in the game. Lizcano hits a fly ball into right field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock. Carbo reaches second base with a double. Hegan goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Twins. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carbo moves to third. One out. Bill Campbell now pitching. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carbo scores. It's Brewers, 3, Twins, 3. Daryl Porter pinch hits for Charlie Moore. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. George Scott pinch hits for Jack Hydeman. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Porter moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-3 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Porter scores. It's 5-3, Brewers. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Weiniger for a passed ball. Joshua moves to second. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joshua scores. Sharp moves to second. It's 6-3, Brewers. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-3 in the game. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sharp moves to third. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Daryl Porter now catching. Gary Sutherland now playing second base. Tim Johnson now playing third base. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into right field. Lizcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a line drive towards third. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Carbo strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter is walked intentionally. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Joshua strikes out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lascano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.